of the best times of the year. Happy spooky season. You're about to hear three true scary Halloween stories. Our first story, this is the doppelganger. This happened on Halloween night when I was 24, and it's given me nightmares ever since. For reference, I am now 30, and this experience haunts me. I was living at home with my parents at the time. I had gotten home from work around 6 p.m. My parents and I were going to make dinner at home that night, hand out candy to trick-or-treaters, and watch a scary movie. I'm definitely the kind of person who thoroughly enjoys spending time with my parents. They're my best friends. I would choose hanging out with them over a rowdy club or party anytime. As I pulled in that evening, I saw both my parents' cars were in the driveway per usual. I knew they were both at home. I parked, made my way through the front door, walking through the entryway, and on the way to my bedroom, I passed by and saw the door to our basement was wide open. Our basement is unfinished, kind of dark and creepy, but we use it for storage, so I figured my parents were down there. I walked closer and looked down the steps to see my mom. She was standing at the end of the basement steps, with her back towards me and the stairs, so I couldn't see her face, but I could see she was turned, facing the dark basement. I said, "Hey mom, I'm back. What are you doing down there?" She didn't move or turn around to look at me, just stood completely still. I initially thought she didn't hear me, so again, a little louder this time, I say, "Mom, hello, what are you doing?" Again, she didn't move. A few moments passed, then she quietly said, "Hi honey, come here." There was something strange about her tone. I knew it was my mom I was looking at. Her frame, her short blonde hair up in a clip as it usually is. And I recognized the sweater she was wearing. And it was her voice. I knew my mom. But she sounded different. I started to take a step forward, down the basement stairs, when suddenly, I heard my mom's laughter coming from the back porch. "What?" I looked down at my mom and she still hasn't moved. She's completely still. And I start to get the feeling that something was very wrong. I slowly backed away from the stairs, walked into the kitchen, and looked out to see my mom and dad on the back porch by the grill. I ran out the door to them, asking how my mom got outside. She was just in the basement. My mom was thoroughly confused and said she had been outside with my dad for the past 15 minutes. My dad confirmed this. I told them what I saw, and thinking it was an intruder, my dad stormed inside the house. He said the basement door was still wide open, but the basement was completely empty. He searched the house from bottom to top and found nothing. I told my parents it wasn't an intruder. Whatever it was looked just like mom. Her hair, her clothing, her voice. They asked if I could have been mistaken, but I know what I saw. And we could never explain why the basement door was wide open. I didn't open it. And my parents said neither of them had even been in the basement that day. I had trouble sleeping for weeks after this, scared that that thing was still in the house or would show up again. In years since, I've done a lot of research, trying to make sense of what happened that night. And I believe I saw my mom's doppelganger. It being Halloween made it all the creepier. They say the veil between our world and the supernatural realm is lowered on that night, and I now believe that to be true. I have no idea what would have happened if I would have gone down into the basement with that thing, or why it was calling me to come down. Just thinking about it, all these years later, I still have such an uneasy feeling. I never experienced anything paranormal before or since, which makes it all the more mysterious. And every Halloween, I'm always afraid it'll appear again. Let me just tell you, when you see a doppelganger of someone you love, it's absolutely terrifying. Real encounters with doppelgangers or mimics are some of the creepiest stories you'll ever hear. Our next story takes us to what many consider to be the most haunted hotel in America. I'm talking about the 1886 Crescent Hotel in Eureka Springs, Arkansas. This is the tour. This is an encounter my wife and I had at the 1886 Crescent Hotel in Eureka Springs. It has a long history, beginning as a hotel for the wealthy to retreat and bathe in the healing springs, then a girls' school, and then a cancer hospital, where patients endured experimental treatments while their families were fooled into believing their relatives were safe and healing from fake letters written by the doctor. We'd gone on the ghost tour, which was okay. You get to tour the hotel and see the old morgue. My wife wanted to go back there, of course, and when we got to the hallway, there was this very stern-looking lady with what may have been a clipboard halfway down and blocking the wing. She was facing one of the guest rooms, but her head snapped to our direction and looked mean. So we're like, cool, let's leave. I actually started taking off before my wife. She claims when the woman snapped her head, the neck twisted at an unnatural angle. The one thing that really stuck out with me, though, was her posture. Straight as heck. People just don't look like that anymore. I would describe her as thin, very pale, wearing a long-sleeve white top, tucked into a long black skirt, hair dark and pinned up with a strict governess vibe that became furious. The fear I had was not for my life, but like I'd been caught sneaking around by a principal. In the moment, we still thought it was just one of the guests or staff in a bad mood and not wanting us looking around, which was odd because we're not the types to be easily intimidated by people. If we want to take a look at something, we would ignore them and carry on. It's not like we were in a restricted area. The energy was so strong, it repelled me immediately. Given the major Get Out vibes, still thinking she was an alive person, we started towards the spiral staircase, and suddenly blocking my way was a short woman with brown hair that was pinned up. I thought, wow, that's rude. She just cut me off, appearing out of nowhere, then gone as if she stepped aside. She was so close, I could only see the back of her head. I truly believe this was the same woman we had just seen down the hall. It was as if she teleported in front of me, almost like a glitch in a video game. We were otherwise alone in the hallway and not confusing multiple people. So we begin to descend the staircase when she was suddenly, again, behind us, stomping real fast down the stairs. These stairs are infamous for the number of deaths from falling over or through the railings. They weren't noisy when walking normally, but shook and creaked under her stomps. Still thinking this was a real person, we moved aside so she could pass us, if she insisted on rushing. We moved over to let her pass, and then she dissipated. It felt like a whoosh, and then the energy was drained from our bodies. Upon reaching the bottom of the stairs and turning around, we realized there really wasn't a person with us. And that's when we were like, ghost. We were heading down from the second floor to the first, by the way. So no way she just got off at an earlier floor. We definitely weren't alone on those stairs. I even saw the white of her neck and brown hair that was pinned up next to me. We walked right out of the hotel without stopping to talk about it or poke around anymore. Again, very uncharacteristic of us. We are morbidly curious. A rude woman could never chase us off like that. If this was a ghost, I believe it was that of a woman named Theodora. She was the head nurse at the hospital who somehow died while working there. No explanation how, and she is mostly known for hanging around her room at the top floor. But the artistic rendering of her based on witness reports looks exactly like the woman we saw. She is also known for being so strict. She will place guest bags at the door if they are too loud or messy. I never expected to see a ghost like this. Maybe shadows or screams, an object moving, a translucent figure at most. Not someone who looked as real and living as I do. Solid in form, aware of herself and us, angry as if she knew exactly what we were doing. If this truly was a ghost, she is the most powerful one I've ever heard of, never mind witnessed. That is fascinating. I mean, she literally chased them around the hotel. If you've ever been to the Crescent Hotel and experienced anything paranormal, let me know. Now, our next story. This is Halloween night. It all happened about 13 years ago. I was about 14 years old, and I will always remember that late evening. A bit of context first. We are 8 siblings, 4 girls, 4 boys, raised only by mom. Dad walked out on us a few years prior to the event I'm about to tell. We grew up quite modest. Mom was the only breadwinner. We didn't have a lot, and we were living in a rental that was just a bathroom, a small hallway, a living room that doubled as a bedroom for the girls and mom, and a kitchen that also doubled as a bedroom for the boys. Anyway, we were a content Christian family. It was the 31st of October, and we were only seven at home. My oldest sister was out, and my mom was at work. Me being the second one, I was in charge. It was about 7 p.m., and we were all in the living room minding our business. Some of us were playing with toys, I was painting, a few were watching TV, and it was quite peaceful, just waiting for mom to come home. Suddenly, my younger brother says, "Hey guys, do you hear that?" We turned the TV volume down and listened. From across the hallway that was connecting the two main rooms, we could all clearly hear a repetitive, high-pitched banging. It was as someone was repeatedly hitting a spoon on a cup. We all stood frozen. It went on for a few minutes and then stopped. All bundled up together, we slowly crept our way to the kitchen. On the table, there was some stuff like the bread, butter, and a jar with a spoon in it. We just ate and didn't put our stuff away. We got close and tried to mix the jam with the spoon, and sure enough, it was the same sound. At this point, we really didn't know what the deal was, and we were really creeped out. The sound we heard couldn't have been produced by something like the wind or other exterior forces. It was very deliberate, and it went on for a few minutes, so not just a spoon falling off the table or something like that. We put the things away and went back into the living room. That's when the horror really started. I kid you not, around the whole house, there were unexplainable bangings. We could hear footsteps in the hallway, above us from the attic, around us from the walls. We all started crying and got in bed, all bundled up, praying. It went like this for a few minutes, and suddenly, we heard the house door open. It was Mom. She had just come back from work. And it all stopped. Needless to say, we all jumped on her, hugging her and crying. We told her what happened and she was shocked. We never had an experience like that, and when we get together, we sometimes talk about it. It was one of the scariest things that ever happened to us. We all heard the same things. We didn't see anything, but the sounds were real. We think it might have been something like a demonic attack that wanted to create fear in us on one of the darkest nights of the year. I hope these stories really got you in the mood for spooky season. In next episode, I've got so much more creepiness coming your way. Until then, I'm Avery Ross, and this is Avery After Dark.